I like that visor.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The goggles are a bit weird, but like, and in the cartoon, he never had anything but the visor, you know?
Right, right.
But I don't know what it is. I just prefer the, like, Uzi and ass-kicking, you know?
Yeah, I like the smooth Storm Shadow, too, though.
Yeah, I think, you know what it is? I think I just liked it better before Snake Eyes was, like, a super ninja, when he was just, like, an ass-kicking commando dude.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they had to make him into a ninja, because everything that's a ninja is awesome. I don't know. Hey everybody, it's Spy vs. Spy Podcast. Guess what today isn't?
It's World Series.
World Series Day.
Yep.
Who do you think's going to win?
The Salem Halloweentons.
No way, dude.
No?
I think it's going to be the Jacksonville Pumpkins.
The Boston Crabs.
Nice. Boston Crab. I miss that move in wrestling. Do they still do it? I don't watch wrestling. Maybe someone who watches wrestling can let me know.
No, they're all about the Crossface Chippendale.
Nice. The Cobra Clutch.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The Cobra Clutch, which turned into the Camel Clutch. Actually, really? I think the real move name is the Camel Clutch because it was the one the Iron Sheik used, and it was, you know, deserty.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then Sergeant Slaughter had the Cobra Clutch, which is kind of a weird tie-in they had, G.I. Joe and wrestling, you know?
Huh.
And the fact that, you know, it's cool that, you know, Sergeant Slaughter was like a kind of real-life G.I. Joe dude in wrestling and all that, but it was kind of weird for them to bring in the Cobra aspect of things into wrestling because there was no need for it.
They should have had Cobra wrestlers. Honestly, you know what I think
that would
have
been
done?
Dude, if G.I. Joe was just a live-action wrestling show, that would be so
Oh, man. Yes, that would be
good. A lot of the characters you could replace because a lot of them wear masks.
I think they should make G.I. Joe figures of Captain Lou Albano and Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, all right. And Bobby the Brain Heenan?
Yes.
He could be a Cobra. Mr. Fuji would definitely be a Cobra.
I was telling Heather that I was hoping next year Spencer wanted to be like Ric Flair or something for Halloween. Costume ease.
Is he from your neck of the woods?
Who? Ric Flair?
Yeah.
Don't think so. There's no billboards to him.
For some reason, I thought he was from around there, but he's probably from Florida or some shit.
Yeah.
Although, people from Minnesota don't usually claim to be from there, do they? Isn't that something that you like to forget if you're becoming a big-time, big-shot star?
Yes, but yeah, he was born in Minneapolis.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I am a genius.
That's really good.
Yep.
What's his middle name?
Rick. Is his real name Rick Flair? No, it isn't. So
it's Richard Fleer.
Fleer?
F-L-I-E-H-R.
Well,
I guess that's Flair.
That's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Most guys don't even get to use remotely close to their real name.
Nope.
Like, Bret the Hitman Hart, his middle name is not the Hitman. That's totally made up. It's fake.
It's Epstein.
he owned a junior hockey team in Calgary. He's from Calgary, Canada. And he started up a junior hockey team there, and they were called the Calgary Hitmen. And I think they're still around. But their colors originally were pink and black, like his colors in wrestling, you know, back in the 80s when that was acceptable. And it just looks shitty on a hockey team.
Yeah, I don't pink hockey.
Oh, man. Back in the day, in Olympic women's hockey.
Yeah.
Okay, like Team Canada colors, obviously red and white, sometimes some black in there because why not? They actually, for some reason, back in the day, like in the 80s, I think, in the early 90s, they used blue pants on the red and white, and just red, white, and blue. Like, what are you doing? You're Canada. Don't have any blue in your uniforms. It's just...
Anything. Canada hates blue.
Oh, man. Yeah, because blue represents Quebec here. And everyone hates Quebec.
Well...
No. Quebec's flag is blue and white. And originally, they were trying to have some blue in the Canadian flag, but it didn't pan out. So, but then the women's hockey... On the women's team, instead of red and white, they had pink and white. And I was like, oh, come on. Like, I know that girls always like pink, and it looks awesome on them, especially in hockey uniforms. But it's not Canada's colors. You can't just change it. What if someone said, no, the U.S. women's basketball team is going to use pink, white, and blue. And they're going to have flags with the pink.
That'd be sweet.
Really? You're all about recolorings of the flag. I mean, yeah. I guess for our country's flags, you can get away with it because they look different from every other country's.
Yeah.
The maple leaf
like
and the stars and stripes.
Green, black, and yellow one. You ever see that one?
Oh, yeah. That's great. I like the one with the big American Indian in the front of it. That's a good variant.
I don't have that.
You don't have that one?
No.
You see that one.
Is that the flag you guys use for us?
No. Occasionally you do see that where it's like a native pride deal and they have like a sort of old school kind of Indian guy right in the middle of the flag. And you're like,
I do say why not. If we say Chile instead of Chile, you know?
Yeah, no, you're probably right.
But if you're going to localize a country's name, why don't you just make up a new flag for it?
I'm not one of those guys who gets all bent out of shape about the flag, you know? Like, you know how there's official rules in the flag if you're in the military and all that? Like, can't touch the ground, you got to fold it 100 times into a little origami duck, and you can't raise it up, like, in the afternoon and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And... So, I don't know. Like, I don't really care. If you have a flag and it touches the ground, like, dust it off. Make sure it doesn't look shitty. Put it up. Who cares?
Make sure no one saw you.
I guess that's the important part. But, but there's countries that, you know, like Ireland and Germany and stuff, where they just have the vertical or horizontal three stripes. And if you change the colors, it's an entirely different country, right? So they can't get away with the recolor, but we can. We were smart.
Or rotate it. Isn't there?
Rotate?
Yeah.
Have the maple leaf...
No, yeah. Not you. I'm saying there's, you know, the three bar flags. There's some of them where it's just like...
Oh, and if you do rotate them, they are different. Like, and if you just swap one of the colors, like red, white, and blue stripes, isn't that like France or Belgium or something?
Doesn't Belgium have a little yellow in it?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
I'm exposing my dumbness.
Yeah, it kind of bums me out that country's flags are just colors like that. Like, I mean, it's cool. Have your own colors. That's great. Like, who has orange besides Ireland? You know, like... Good job, but you know,
well, it's because they were countries back before people knew about shapes
or grayscale.
Yeah,
that was before print, I guess. So there you go.
Yep. Yeah, all the flags of future countries are going to be pretty intricate, I imagine.
Yeah, and how about the ones that are just like triangle banners and stuff? You know,
yeah, those are weird.
Yeah, they shouldn't be allowed.
Oh,
to
our
do
flag
that.
Is never rectangular.
I don't think you should. I think they should all be on the same template, the same dimension aspect ratio. And then you can do whatever you want on the inside of that. But I don't know. Like, is someone just going to have, like, a circular flag?
Who's going to enforce that, though? Us? Again?
Well, I don't know. It's kind of like, just be part of the club, right? It doesn't matter. It's just
black,
a flag.
Black, yellow, and
it's
red.
Just a, who?
Belgium.
Really? So it's
black,
sort of like...
yellow, and red.
Isn't that what Germany is? Maybe that's what I was thinking of. Same colors as Germany. Or are they orange?
I'm into that, though.
I don't know. Yeah, that's cool, I guess. I like all the provincial flags of Canada. Each province has a different flag, and some of them are pretty cool.
Germany is black, red, and yellow.
Isn't that what you said?
But going the other way.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Black, then red, then yellow.
But if you're looking at the flag from the back...
What? No, Germany's is horizontal bars. Belgium is the other way. Yeah. Yeah, I guess, yeah. When you... Yeah, really.
Like, no, the vertical ones. Yeah, like, I mean, like the Union Jack or whatever, Canada, like, they look the same on both sides, and I think that's smart. Symmetrical is good. Because sometimes, like, when I was a kid and I was drawing the American flag, sometimes I wouldn't know which way which corner the stars went in.
You want to know something?
What's that?
There are rules to when you put flags on the sides of vehicles and stuff like that.
As decals next to the one that says no step?
Yeah. Or, like, patches on, like, police garb or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
you're supposed to have the stars be the leading edge, you know?
Of, like, where your arm is or something? Or?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, like, the stars should be toward the front.
Really?
So it's, like, it is mirrored on the other side, and it's supposed to look like as though the flag were flapping when you were jogging. Like,
oh, I get it. Back. I didn't know that. Yeah. It's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But it looks wrong, you know?
Yes, backwards is, yeah.
When, back when I was a kid, when we would get G.I. Joe vehicles, you know?
What's the G.I. Joe flag?
Oh, yeah. It's just a big star and three stripes. And G.I. Joe. The G.I. Joe logo in Canada still has stars and stripes, right? But when you got the Sky Striker F-14 jet, you know, the stickers that went on it, sometimes when you got them in Canada, they had said Canada on them.
Nice.
So it was kind of weird to have the G.I. Joe logo with stars and stripes and being, you know, like, that's not my country, but some of the stickers said Canada on them, and it was all confusing.
No, that's just the G.I. Joe logo. We adopted it as our nation's thing. After the revolution.
After they protected you from Cobra. Man, imagine if G.I. Joe was real. And they were like, oh, terrorists? Oh, well, we assembled G.I. Joe. And they're going to take care of that. And you had guys like Roadblock. Like superstar. Like humongous dude with a huge machine gun. Like, well, that guy is going to fucking take care of some business.
Right.
And like Shipwreck and stuff.
The new series is definitely like that. That whatever.
Comic book?
Yeah,
Dreamwave, something or other, or whatever.
But it's like that. It's like, what if G.I. Joe was real?
Oh God, I love comics like that.
It doesn't actually say what if. No. It just makes you.
I want one that says, "What if Transformers were miniature?"
Wow.
What if the Transformers were actually just the toys that turned into robots, not in fact actual life-size vehicles?
Whoa! And they came to life in your town.
Yeah, and they were still, like, badasses. They were still fighting, but they were really small. And you could, like, actually step on them.
Fuck your foot up?
Well, yeah, definitely. Like, you wouldn't want to, but, like, you could.
Right.
And, yeah, if there's, like, armies of miniature robots fighting each other, like, not really too concerned with us, but, you know, occasionally they would siphon our oil reserves or go to the dam to get some power. And it wouldn't be very much. It'd be like the equivalent of running a computer overnight or something. And like, oh, that's kind of annoying, but
right.
You know, we just kind of let them do it because it doesn't really affect anybody. And they're just fighting away. And if you wanted to, you could interfere and you could like kick them around and stuff, but then they'd get pissed off at you and probably shoot you in the shins, you know?
Just sweep them out. Like, ah, we got robots again.
Yeah, and then like the aerial bots are like buzzing around your head, and they're like, "Hey, Phil, can you help us turn into a Superion? Because it's kind of hard for us to do. Can you give us a hand? Like, it'll be a lot faster if you do it for us." They're like, yeah. Okay, fine, yeah. And you put them together, and like, thanks, dude. And then they go and fight Devastator,
who had to like threaten me into helping him.
That's right. I like how Devastator, was like one of the stupidest Decepticons.
Yeah.
When all the five guys got put together, suddenly they got real dumb.
That's right. That's a commentary on the committee mentality, man. That's what happens.
But that didn't happen to Superion.
Well.
Or any of the other ones, really, for that matter.
Superior.
Yeah. And didn't Grimlock invent the aerial bots?
Well, I don't. yeah. No, he discovered them. He was digging for robot bones and discovered the aerial bots buried beneath their volcano.
What if there was a transformer that turned into a bone?
Oh, man.
He was hiding.
Be hot.
Yeah. He was, like, trying to infiltrate and get information out of some dogs.
You know what? Once we're done with all these wars we've got going on right now,
we're
going
to have the most fun. Because we'll invent robots that fight each other.
No, I mean, I'm gonna make it my personal mission to go to war with Malaysia.
Why is that?
Cause of their flag.
What does it look like?
Looks kind of familiar.
Oh, are you sending it to me?
Yeah, yeah. It's, I don't know, a little too close to home.
Blue corner, blue box in the corner, red and white stripes. Yep. How many stripes? Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 14 stripes.
Yep.
How many stripes do you have?
13?
14?
Yeah.
Does your flag begin and end with the same color of stripe?
Yes, red.
Aha. So, it's not the same. But they have a moon and a weird, shitty sun asterisk thing in it.
Yeah.
Nah, I
don't
like
jacking.
It. Looks kind of dumb.
It looks like a knockoff flag.
C-minus.
It looks like if you were going to buy a, you know, like, if you were trying to buy a flag, you know, a U.S. flag at the dollar store or something like that.
That's right.
You know, it's not quite right. It's like, just off enough that they don't get sued, you know, like, oh,
like,
we don't have any stars.
It'd be
no,
called like a... us flag flaggy or something.
Yeah,
I mean, like, that's kind of what I want. I think I can't tell. And you get at home and compare and they're the wrong size. That flag doesn't fit inside of your Duke's Hazard General Lee car. God damn it, that flag's knees don't bend properly, so it can't go in the...
Oh, tell me about it. Articulated ankles.
Oh, my God. Finally. Do you want to tell everybody what we mean by that? What we're saying?
Well, the new Joe Figmums, they got articulated ankles.
Yeah, we're excited about this new 25th anniversary G.I. Joe set.
Which I saw. Man, I saw the Cobra set.
I had it
in my hand.
I was at Toys R Us on the weekend, and I didn't see the big set. I only saw the individuals, which are different ones from what you can get from the set.
Yeah.
And, but I looked at them and I was like, these look kind of weird. I don't know. And then I looked at them online, and when all their, like, super cool equipment and guns are on and stuff, they look so cool.
Everybody looks better online.
It's true. It's all Photoshop. We took out the wrinkles out of it. But they didn't, they forgot to Photoshop the, bags under Chuckle's eyes.
Speaking of forgot to Photoshop and I'm never being photographed again, did you see Tim Holsizer's SBX pics?
I did.
Oh, man, the one of you sitting on the bed and me in the background playing DS, and it's like I'm all, like, blurry, but, like, I got my neck all truncated and whatnot, so I got the side chin action, and then, like, and my hair is all greased, so, like, when it's all, like, blurred, it's like, oh, wow, that guy's just totally bald on top, and, oh, look at all them necks. It's just, oh, it's the most horrible picture.
Well,
so it's my avatar on every site.
It's a personal attack on you.
Yeah, I know. He claims he was all happy to meet me, but I know what the real deal is.
Yeah. Yep. Sweet. Well, you notice he didn't take any pictures of himself.
Yes.
It's because he's using a weird gag camera.
Right. It makes you gag when you see the pictures of him. Yeah.
They should invent one like that. That, like a from a joke shop or something. And it takes pictures and it makes everybody look really, really bad.
No, it makes them vomit.
After you take a picture of them and it sends out an ultrasonic wave that makes you shit your pants.
Well, you know the you know how like they have the anti-red eye pre-flash thing where it like
and
then takes the picture?
Yeah. Oh, make that one so it induces vomiting and everyone
right away.
So
like you get it right as it's coming out, yeah.
And right at the minute, unless it's projectile, but right before it even like makes a stream, so it looks like everyone is just sort of letting like pudding ooze out of their mouth a little bit or something.
Oh,
it's just kind of
maybe you could do
bit.
Like the staggered, you know, like just seven.
Oh, sure.
Seven pictures.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
And then you could have reverse animated GIFs of people cleaning tables.
That picture of filmic Andrew barfing.
Oh, with the barf and the turtle.
That's not so good.
What is it, sweetheart? You bumped your leg on your knee.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
How is that possible? Yeah.
What do you need? Do you need me to kiss it?
No.
Do you need me to punch Bo?
No. I can't punch you, Bo.
You can punch him. Go ahead.
I can't.
Make them robot costumes before they punch each other.
You want to go give him a hug?
No.
You
want
to tickle him? No. Go kick him?
No.
You go climb on him?
No.
All right. Those are all sanctioned. They are sanctioned, dear. They're not sanctioned. Yep.
Yeah.
So you were saying, you going to buy them? I saw them. They're $25 for the five Cobras. Man,
that's a good deal. That's a fucking good deal.
I know.
What do you do with them? What? I don't need to have G.I. Joe figures. Although I do have lots of, like, ledge space in my place.
Yeah?
I have empty ledges that are just waiting for stuff to be on them. And
I got a dashboard in my
car. People will break in to steal the accessories. I want two Uzis for my snake eyes. I'm going to steal that guy's.
Cruise control.
Yeah. Was that one of the Star Soldier G.I. Joe?
But
it sounds like it would have been one of the
listen to this punch.
Shitty mini bots. What?
Did you hear that? Did you hear that punch?
Not really.
Oh. Did you hear that?
No. Try it again.
Oh no! I don't know how much more he can take. She's just wailing on his stomach. Pretty good, babies. I bet your leg feels better now.
Revenge is the best medicine.
Yeah, that's when I saw it. Spencer was just like, "Oh yeah, that's yep."
Laughter is a dish best served cold.
Put that back, Data. That's what he said.
Yeah, he'll understand one day when they make a Jeff Gordon G.I. Joe.
I think they probably do.
They do make one?
Like a 3¾ Jeff Gordon.
To play with your William the Refrigerator Perry?
Yeah.
And your imaginary Big Lob? They never made a Big Lob figure. Must have tested very poorly.
Really?
Yeah, they never made one. Unless it was like recently, like way, way, way after the fact, like tribute to the movie. But back in the day, when the movie came out and they made the Chuckles and the Jinx and the LT Falcone, they never made a Big Lob.
That is harsh.
And yet they made Hardball, the baseball player guy who had a big grenade launcher thing or whatever, and wore a baseball cap, and was probably from Puerto Rico. Sports-themed G.I. Joes were bad. They shouldn't have allowed those guys, you know? You know, back in the day, they all sort of had to at least wear a bit of camouflage or something.
Yeah.
You know? Or at least look a little bit military-like.
Some kind of brown or
some guy's like, can I wear my baseball outfit? I really like baseball. Fuck, fine. Who cares?
Right.
We're letting anyone in at this point.
Terrorism. There's terrorism.
Yeah, we'll take all comers.
I'll come in, all takers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so are you going to get them? I'm going to get them.
I don't know.
What if they make a set of G.I. Joe figures that's the Olympic women's Canadian hockey team?
Oh, God, that would be sweet. I would love those G.I. Joe figures like that of the Vancouver Canucks hockey team. I would buy them all.
Really?
Get on it, Todd McFarlane. What are you doing? Just quit making just one player from each team. Make little guys.
How are we supposed to play, right?
Yeah, and then what you do is you make a little table hockey, slot hockey set. With little ankle harnesses, you know, where you can plop in the guys and play slot hockey, table hockey with them. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes.
The little ankle bracelet idea comes from the Gem and the Holograms playsets, and I believe Barbie and the Rockers also used those.
Do you remember the? Maybe not.
Although you have to have stiff leg joint. To make that, otherwise you guys gonna be flopping around, and it's not gonna work.
That would give you extra technique.
Yeah, maybe.
But did you have the muscle guys?
Ultimate Muscle.
Yeah.
No.
Did you ever have them guys?
No. Nope.
Because they had them. You know, we had them.
Sure.
You know, a ton of them, and they made a ring for that. The wrestling ring.
Oh yeah. Did it have elasticy little bands around it?
Yeah, which was nice, even though they could not reach the ropes. Because you put the guys in this little clip that you can control with the little stick that's
on
the ring.
Yeah.
But the thing about those little muscle dudes is they're all different sizes. Mm-hmm. So some guys were not meant to fit into the thing.
Mm.
And it's just hard plastic.
Poor planning.
Yeah. So
you had to file them away? You had to
No. Oh. No, we had to break the clip to find out. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you should have sued.
Shit, you're right, man. All right.
Took away my potential for enjoyment of toy.
Yep.
I am
it wasn't even mine. It was my uncle's,
damages.
Of course.
Oh. Yep.
I never had that. Shit. I had a bunch of the guys, though. Two of them. Like, I had this bookshelf when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Me and my brother. And it was really wide. And it was just a little front heavy or something. Like, it was on carpet. And it kept seeming like it was going to just tip forward. Plus, we had a bunch of shit on top of it, you know? I was afraid it was going to tip forward, so I just tipped it back and put a few of those muscle guys underneath the legs of the bookshelf. Tipped it back real good. Which was cool, because when we moved, there was, like, perfect imprints of those guys in the carpet.
Nice.
So, yeah. And they had disappeared. What? Do. Hey, you, I know there's nothing more nauseatingly boring than hearing about someone's dreams, but I can nail my dream today in one sentence.
Okay.
I was at Chuck E. Cheese, and they called me the
counter. Wait. In your dream you were? Or you
yeah,
were,
yeah.
Okay, I in thought maybe when you, were at, when you were at Chuck E. Cheese the other week,
no,
I thought
no.
maybe you had fallen asleep.
No, it was a different Chuck E. Cheese, but okay. I was at Chuck E. Cheese in my dream, okay. And they called me to the counter and gave me a laminated menu of all of my failures. and a summons, a handwritten summons.
From who?
Court. No, I had to go
like
to court.
Like, you're going to go to court and defend all your shit?
Yeah,
wow.
But it was like, it was printed, like, it was like a Chuck E. Cheese menu. I mean, it was all like brightly colored and everything, but I look and every line is like something that's wrong with me.
If I ever get subpoenaed for anything, I hope it comes in a laminated menu.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Subpoena.
Oh, shit.
It's close.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, congratulations to our big contest winner.
Yeah. We kind of forgot to announce that, but there we go. That's way to go, winner.
He woke me up this morning. Are you guys really going to do 24-hour burrito day? And I said, haha, no. I mean, come on. We ever going to do anything? Shit. That's what I said.
Yeah. I got Guitar Hero 3.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Got. I'm not. Notice I didn't say.
Is it worth the money? Is it? Is it?
It's worth any kind of amount of money you decide to pay or not to pay for it.
Oh, they released it like that new Radiohead record. Right?
I kind of like that new Prince album that he shoved inside of a newspaper. yeah, it's pretty good. It's not made by the same company. They pawned it off on Activision or
yeah, it's Activision. They bought them.
It was like wasn't it two companies originally, and then they split or something.
They split and rejoined.
Something like that. I don't know. So they had to rebuild everything. So it's not identical
songs anymore.
Yeah, it's a side-scrolling platform game, and you collect guitars.
Oh, I love that game. I would love that game.
It's actually just a port of Wayne's World for Nintendo. God, Wayne's World video game. It's pretty good. It's basically the same. Like, it plays more or less the same. Although I did find it to be a little more precise. You had to be more precise on the notes, which is it's whatever. It's all it meant was that normally I sort of bash away when I play that game,
right?
And I have to be a little more controlled with it, is all. And I find that I did just fine. So yeah, it's not a big deal. Songs are good. More original versions, original artists.
Okay.
But the thing that sucks is that since they had to rebuild everything, all the characters look kind of fucked up.
Right.
They have some of the same characters, and they have some new ones in it too. And they're all more like, I don't know, extreme looking or something. It doesn't look the same. It doesn't look right. But you know, when you're playing that game, you don't really care what everything looks like. That's all window dressing for player two.
It's only when you're not playing the game that you care what anything looks like.
Exactly. So I don't really care about that, yeah. And some decent songs and some whatever songs and stuff. But more outfits to buy. Alternate outfits and alternate recolors and stuff to get. And, boss fights. There's a battle mode.
Sure,
and,
right.
You play, yeah, you do the boss fights. Pretty good. Yeah, it's definitely good, but, you know, it's not really a big deal anymore because there's been so many Guitar Hero games.
Uh-oh. Are they, saturating the,
No, it's still fun because it's new songs. Like, that's all I care about. Like, just more of that is fine. But they also added in some cutscenes of, like, in between levels in between like gigs, they have a little cutscene of the rest of the band members, like the singer, the drummer, and the bass player. Those three guys are still the same. But they don't look the same. They're not 3D. It's all sort of 2D animation. And it looks really cool. It looks like friggin' Gorillaz style like stuff.
Okay.
You know, okay. I don't know. It looks really cool and stylish, and then you play the game and it kind of looks all crap, and you're like, geez, they should have just made it cell shaded and more sort of.
Well, you're playing it for the crap station too, right? You're
yeah, no, definitely. But
the Xbox 360.
Yeah, they probably intentionally made it look worse, but still, I don't know. The character designs are all a lot worse. Their new takes on the characters are bad, and I haven't seen some of the new characters yet. I haven't unlocked everybody, but I did unlock Tom Morello.
Oh yeah,
who looks like Tom Morello, so that's cool. But
bald.
Yeah, he's wearing a baseball cap.
Excellent.
And no alternate clothes for him, which is disappointing. But yeah, all in all, it's a good game. Glad I didn't
Excellent.
Pay any money for it. But no, I think the thing is that since Rock Band is coming out, Guitar Hero just kind of looks like it's like Ugly Sister, you know?
Huh? Does Ugly Sister have any songs on it? That's what they called him here.
Twisted Sister Hero.
Yeah, it was Ugly Sister Hero though. We couldn't have twist. Twisted's actually a swear.
Oh, really?
America, yeah.
You don't have twist cones then?
No, we don't even have Twizzlers.
Twizzlers.
Yeah, we gotta call them Titlers because Twizzlers is too ribald.
You can't even say ribald.
Negro problem?
No. I got hurt.
You sound frustrated. What's wrong?
I hate growing up, Dad.
You hate growing up?
No.
Me too. Oh, the other good thing about the new Guitar Hero is that it has co-op career mode.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's a pretty
fresh.
Good. That's pretty
that.
Good. I like, yeah, like I say, it's kind of more of the same in that game, but they did add some neat things. And the battle mode's kind of cool. You get little items to screw up the other person. And all that.
Is there really side scrolling?
No. No.
Oh,
no.
They should make a side scrolling game.
Yeah, they put a Guitar Hero for Wii, but I didn't. I kind of wanted to get it, but I didn't want to buy a new guitar. You know.
Yeah,
it's kind of a drag.
Less
so.
Ball, though.
What's that?
It's less ball, though. Not that you care.
And it's wireless.
Not that
you care. Of course, yeah. No, I just couldn't bring myself to do it. But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, you got nervous? You got the shakes? The security guard was walking by? You think you'd be able to make it to the door?
Yeah.
Couldn't bring yourself to do it?
Someone was going
to
make fun of me in the line, so I didn't. And then did you see that... Did I show you that little like preview of Wii Music?
Oh, yeah.
That thing looks cool. I like
yeah,
that.
I agree.
Rhythm game with, like, four player, and there's, like, 40 yeah. instruments, and you use
that.
Your little Mii characters. It looks cool. It looks fun.
Yeah. Agree.
And the other thing is the Wii Fit is coming out in December, I guess, and that's that little balance board thing, and it's got, like, fitness shit.
Wii Fit together.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. I like games that make me exercise, but are also fun.
Well, they should start selling 30-pound Wii controllers.
Sure. Yeah, man. Or you could just wear wrist weights, I guess.
Yeah.
Leg weights. I don't know.
Oh, right, because then when people keep throwing their stuff into the TV, like always happens with the...
Yeah, you wouldn't want to make the remotes any heavier.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Video games are fun.
Agreed. G.I. Joe is pleasant, and video games are fun.
Oh, man. If you could only pick one of those G.I. Joe guys to get, which one would you get?
Oh, I'd have to get Destro. I mean, like, he's
yeah,
easy to have just one of. And that's,
yeah.
you know.
Destro and Baroness?
Yeah, if I could get two.
If
yeah,
I could get two, those would be the two that I got.
I'd repopulate my whole desk.
Yuck. But also the Flint.
Honestly, if I got Destro and Baroness, I'd probably want to get Scarlet, too.
And Duke?
No.
Like a double date?
No.
Oh, Snake Eyes? Oh, I get it. Yeah.
Good times, good times. Whoa. All right.
Well,
all right.
That's been the Spy vs. Spy Talking Program.
Wow. For 10:30:07. 4:13 CST. I hope you're all one way or the other. You got thoughts on that, Brian?
I think everyone should write us a comment.
Yeah, send us a menu of your greatest faults.
If you listen to this show and had any thought on it one way or another, write us a comment. Go to the message board. Send us have you checked our email in the last year?
It forwards to my Gmail.
Oh, okay. So
we got a nice one from John Hill.
Really?
Yeah. It was mysterious. He left California.
So,
all right, I want the entire in-studio audience to go pick up those raisins, okay?
Remember, keep on picking up those raisins.
Oh, yep. All right, well, bicepedis.
Bicepedis!
Yeah, there's two Q's in Scrabble, right?
No, it's C-S-C-R-A-B-B-L-E.
Only one Q, and Lonnie has it. Or it's in the sack still.
Did somebody say sax?
It's a real barn burner. Is that a thing?
That used to be the name of a submarine sandwich at the sub shop in my hometown.
What? Okay. You drinking a Pepsi?
Do you think that's a real Pepsi? You think there's actual Pepsi inside of that?
Yeah. Miniature Pepsi. The bubbles are much smaller.
Imagine if you got that and you modified it and you put Snake Eyes' sword in his hand.
Oh, man. Make that
kind of looks
happen.
Like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Wow. There is a light up lawn car?
What?
A light-up lawn car.
What does that mean?
It's a big NASCAR car that you put in your lawn
car?
Christmas time.
NASCAR. Is there NASCAR cars?
There